not see Mr. Santana. Next individual, please.
331, request of Michael O'Callaghan to address council regarding council treatment of humans.
Mr. Callaghan, good morning and welcome.
My name is Michael Callaghan. First thing, I'd like to offer everybody here and on television the opportunity to make the earth a better place. Pick up a piece of litter. Okay? We can all do it. It's everywhere. Okay, first. Second, friend of mine Facebooked me, Jay Hammond's show. He was ex-governor of Alaska, that he did on me in the mid-'80s. Number five, if you want to find out a little bit about my history, go there. Check it out. It's really pretty fun. Me, like, in my 30s. Anyway, so I like to do the fun things first. Mayor, you've supported the law prohibiting the discard of passport date food. Nathan was your point man on it. So need another point man? Should I just call your office later on?
And that would be great.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Okay, take care of that. Now, this other is a little heavy. As you know, I get into this kind of stuff because I slept out last night. Okay, and this is directly to you for the police and to you, Amanda, for the Park Service. Okay. When we are solving problems, we all know this. You define the problem as clearly as you can. You apply a manipulative to produce an outcome. This question is directly to you, Mr. Wheeler. What is the desired outcome of the sweeps?
I will answer when you're done with your time. You finish your time, and then I will respond to that.
Well, I know what happens because of the sweeps. With the sweep last year, Springwater Trail Corridor, my next door neighbor died. The average age of people dying on the streets in Portland is 46 years. Same thing in Vancouver, British Columbia, same age in San Francisco. This is economic genocide. Okay? This is the Here's the definition of genocide on the UN. Conditions of life may include deliberate deprivation of resources indispensable for survival, such as food, medical services, or systemic expulsion from homes. Okay? You are not killing people. Hitler didn't go around shooting people. You are creating an atmosphere that causes the death of your subjects. I find that behavior inappropriate, but I understand that you're just carrying on past policies. You really haven't examined these policies. Please examine this policy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So I will respond. First of all, we invest heavily, and as I will say in my speech tomorrow, record amounts in homeless prevention. Last year, the city and the county combined kept 6,500 people off the streets through intervention services. We invested heavily in additional shelter space because I and many others in this community do not think it is humane to let people sleep outside in the snow and the rain. We want to give them access to water, to bathrooms, to laundry facilities, and most importantly, connect them with whatever services they need to get off and stay off the streets. We made record investments last year in housing, and lower-income housing, I will say tomorrow, and I will show the facts on the screen behind me, we actually delivered record affordable housing last year, and we're on track this year to do it again. With regard to sweeps specifically, it is a very rare circumstance during my administration where we actually move somebody out of a campsite. We have a priority list based on either environmental issues, public health issues, or public safety issues. We always, and we have a legal agreement that requires this, but I also happen to think it's the right thing to do, we intervene with social service providers well in advance, because we post in advance and we send people in to try to get people better accommodations. And the vast, vast majority, I think virtually everybody, accepts that offer as a viable and desirable opportunity. We don't just simply randomly go around the city shaking people down or moving them out. That is not the current policy, and I don't believe that has ever been the policy during my administration. So that is the best answer I can give you, and I appreciate seeing you today as always.
May I respond?
No, you've had your 3 minutes, and there's a lot of people waiting. You've made your